We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys. Excited to have you here. This is your spiritual kickoff episode. Let's get right into the Word. We're in the book of John this week, okay? John chapter 17, just looking at one verse, verse 4. It says, "I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do." We're going to really unpack this one, though. We're going to look and see how we can honor God in everything that we do. Okay, so now, before we get too far, I need to know where the book of John is. That's right at the gate. So this is one of the Gospels. This is New Testament. So you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So if you get to Acts, you went a little bit too far back up. Okay, so John's a wonderful Gospel to read. It's absolutely just chock full of wisdom, of insight, of teachings, of discernment. Just spend time reading John. It's a great Gospel. Anytime you want to pick up a Gospel and just take off reading, John's a great one to get into, okay? So now we're going to be seeing how we can honor God. And this seems to be like a good backdrop for it, because we need to figure out together how we can simplify and apply these scriptures, what Jesus is teaching us, to our life. Now, when you look at this in the higher context, this part of scripture is actually called the high priestly prayer. And in that, Jesus covers his own glorification, how believers are protected, how we are sanctified, why unity is so crucial as we grow, and the ultimate glorification of believers themselves. So it's a great prayer to spend some time in chapter 17 just reading and thinking about. So it's an intercession for those that will form the church. So what Jesus is doing, he's pointing out the truth for us. Now we need to think about how we can honor and glorify him. And this verse really speaks to it. Verse 4 just hammers it. So we see the words from Jesus directly, that the way he brought glory was by what? By doing the work the Father sent him to do. Very practically speaking, okay? That means if we have a desire to honor and glorify God, then it really lines up as do whatever he tells you to do. I thought for the longest time, you guys, that the only way that I could honor and glorify God was when I was maybe serving a church, or you're donating to a charity that is definitely going to take care and do God's kingdom work, right? Or you're leading a Bible study, things like that. All those things are great. But what about the rest of the time? I mean, seriously, think about the rest of the time. How are you going to be honoring and glorifying God when you're at a meeting on Wednesday morning that you don't want to be at this meeting? No one listens to you this meeting. The whole time you're thinking about the next silly meeting you got to go to. And it's just over and over and over, just rinses and repeats over and over and over. So you know how you stay locked in on Christ in those moments? It's that you invite him in. You invite him in. Because we tend to treat God, think about this. We all have different outfits. We all have different clothes that we wear, depending on what we're doing. So on Sunday, we put on our God clothes, right? And we're feeling pretty locked in to God on Sunday. We're looking good. We're locked in. Maybe I'm a more of a casual dresser on Sunday. Maybe some of you guys still dress up a little bit. But we know we have those clothes on. And we're headed to church, and we're locked in right there. We got the warm. We got the fuzzies. We're feeling good from the sermon. Then we go home and we do what? We change. We take off our God clothes, our outfit, put on comfort clothes, right? Maybe some sweatpants or whatever you chill out in. Maybe it's overalls like me. Whatever you chill out in, you just come. And that's where we're at. Then Monday morning hits. What happens? We put on our work clothes or your career clothes, whatever it looks like. Maybe it's a suit. Maybe it's a uniform. Whatever it is, you put those clothes on. And the world that we live in tells us to, look, we got to keep that stuff separate. We have to be separate. We can't bring our God, our faith and our belief and the stuff we want to know about God into the work. So we're just going to wear our work stuff and we're going to put our God stuff. We're going to hang that up in the closet because we can't bring them together because that's going to make people uncomfortable. Then check this out. We get home at the end of the day or then in the mornings before work, whatever it may be. And you put on your husband, your dad, your granddad clothes, wherever you're at in life. This is where you're spending time with family. All good stuff. And I enjoy wearing that stuff. I'm when I'm with my family downtown, that's a great time. And those clothes are awesome. Then you all have hobbies. We all have hobbies. So you have those hobby clothes. So maybe it's hunting. You got to have all the different types of camo, right? There's certain gear you need to go hunting. You have the elements you have to deal with, the cold, the rain, the wind, all that. Plus, you want to be camouflaged so that the animals can't see you. You have that. Maybe you're a fisherman. Well, there's fishing clothes too, depending on when and where you're going to fish at. How about my golfers out there? I'm not a golfer, but when you go golfing, there's certain attire that you wear. Runners, weightlifters, the list goes on and on and on. But check this out. During that time, when you're doing your hobbies, you're doing what you want, how you want it, and when you want it. And then that cycle repeats itself over and over until we find ourselves rinsing and repeating from week to week, fellas. So here, it's a shame of where we're at, because God has such a greater desire to be with us rather than just when it's convenient for our schedules. That's not what it's about. I mean, literally, look what Jesus said here. He brought glory to God by finishing the work that he was sent to do. So you each have work. I have work. You have work. If you're listening to my voice, you have work that God's called you to do. And you can't put that off. You can't outsource that. You can't say, I want you to go do this for me. No. You got to step up and got to be willing to get it done. And it can't be one of those things where you get to it when it's convenient. Or when you got your God clothes on. Or you're in that serving feel, right? No. You're always with God. It's not something that you can take off and put on. It's not a switch on and off. No, 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 no. Because the Holy Spirit all the time is indwelling inside of you. It's inside of you right now. The question that we really have to wrestle with is, are we going to listen to it? Are we going to obey? Are we going to take steps of obedience no matter where we are? Because if that answer is yes, if it is, then go back to what we said earlier. Just do whatever he tells you to do. Whatever that next step is, I think we overcomplicate this at times. I know in the past I have. And we really try to think about when we're doing God stuff, we're just locked in on God at that moment. And then we forget. And you get busy on projects, or you get busy with the schedule or the calendar or what, all the different things that are popping up in your life, and you just forget. And you just put them to the side. Because I know, I've seen it. I work pretty heavy in this industry, fellas. The first thing that often gets dropped is anything that's spiritual related, church related activities, first thing that gets dropped all the time. But we can't do this. You know, we have this family's activities going on, but we'll get church next time. Why? Because church is going to always be there. And we treat God that way. I don't even think I need to pray today. I'll pray tomorrow. I don't need to read my Bible today. I'll get to it sometime. And sometime never comes. Because the evil one is going to do all he can to keep you, to keep me, to keep everyone from doing anything that God's called us to do. And sometimes these meaningful, the things I just talked about, fellas, work, hobbies, you know, spending time with your family, they are not inherently bad things. You're called to work. We're supposed to get up and go to work. You're not supposed to be lazy. No, you're supposed to get up and go to work and do what he's called you to do. You're supposed to be leading your family. You really are. You can't outsource that. So you need to be spending time with your wife and your spouse and going with your kids and making those memories and all that stuff. You need to have some hobbies. You got to have a good way to unplug. So you got to be able to have some hobbies. But in all that, you got to bring in the element of God. You got to let him be there. You got to let him be present. You got to let him just speak to you in those moments. So you got to listen. If you do that, you're going to have so much more peace in all the situations, because work can be stressful. It just can. It's not supposed to be easy. It's called work for a reason. So invite him in. Let him come in. Let him be part of your meetings. Being a parent, being in a marriage is stressful. It's hard. There are no books on this stuff. The greatest book ever is right here, God's Word. But you got to invite him in. Even with your hobbies, because hobbies can very easily become idols. An idol is anything we put in front of God. So, you know, golf, hunting, fishing, exercise, all that stuff, inherently good things until the priorities get shifted. And they come in front of God, or even worse, when you're doing those things, God is completely left out. Completely left out. And we see right here, Jesus is teaching us, if you want to honor and glorify him, you do the work which you have been given to do. And that's all the time. So that's my encouragement to you, because I want you to think about locking in on his desire to be with you. And know he wants to be with you every step of the way, not just when you want him. He's there. And then take those steps of obedience. And then at that point, you're going to be honoring and glorifying him no matter what clothes you have on. It doesn't matter the outfit. No, what matters is what's inside. And I really want you to think about, how have you seen others expressing their devotion to God? And think about it more from a context of actual putting love in action. That's where it's at. Putting love in action. Where do you see that happening? Directly. When hurt comes, when loss hits, who do you see taking those steps of obedience to share the love of Christ with others? And then, what are you doing? What are you going to do? Share the love of Christ with others. Now, if you're listening to The Lion, first of all, thank you. We do these spiritual kickoffs every day within our community. So if you're enjoying this, join our community. I'm just going to be straight up. Just join the community, take an opportunity, see what we got going on. We completely redesigned our website, lots of stuff there. So go check that out. You'll see lots of videos about the community, stuff that we do. So if you're just a little curious, we put it all here for you. We want you to see and answer those questions. But if you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior and you're listening to The Lion Within Us, you're here for a reason. I don't know why, but the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, is doing some work here. And maybe people have shared this podcast with you and you're just curious, whatever it may be. I'm here to tell you the power that we talk about here, The Lion Within, that is available to each and every one of you. If you're hearing my voice, the power that we speak of is actually the Holy Spirit, the Lion Within Us, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He rose. But to access that, it takes some action on your part. And I just want to share something with you. We need to understand, first of all, fundamental truth. We're all sinners. And when God created us, he made us in his image. And that was not his design. That wasn't his design. He was face to face with Adam. He breathed the breath of life into Adam. And then they ate the fruit, and sin entered the world. And at that point, there's a gap. And the whole Bible just talks about that gap. The gap between the holiness of God and the unholiness of us. We need to recognize there's nothing we can do to close that gap. You can't be good enough. You can't buy your way in. Your grandma can't pray for you to come, and you get in based off your grandma's prayers. It doesn't work that way. No, there's this gap of sin that we can't pay. We can't atone for it. There's just no way, because God is holy and we are not. The problem is we start comparing ourselves to others. So when we compare ourselves to others, we feel pretty good. Because compared to maybe your neighbor or to the guy who's cheating on his wife or to the guy who cheats on his taxes or to people in prison, we feel pretty good about them. And we don't break any major laws. So we're good to our spouse. You know, I do this, I do that. The problem with all that stuff is I. It's self-focused. And salvation is not something you can buy. It's a gift. It's actually a free gift. So if there's this gap of sin, what do we do? Well, Jesus was in heaven. And he saw this. He recognized the need. He recognized the gap. He says, I'm going on a rescue mission. I'm going to leave here. I'm going to go to earth. I'm going to be a man. And I'm going to show them. I'm going to teach them. I'm going to heal. Show all this, all the prophecies. I'm gonna fulfill all that. And then I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna pay it for. So you can't pay for your sin, but Jesus can. And that's what he did. He went to the cross for you, for me, for the whole world. They crucified him, and Jesus died. He died for the whole sin of the world. He paid the penalty, the atonement, the propitiation, all of it. He paid for us. They laid him in a tomb. Thankfully, 3 days later, he rose. And this is such a big deal. This should be so much. This is so much of a bigger deal than Christmas. I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year. But Easter, what we celebrate with the risen Savior, that is huge. This is why we don't wear black and mourn on Easter morning. You know, we're not sitting around crying because Jesus died. We're rejoicing because the tomb is empty and he came out. And right now he's sitting in the right hand of the Father. You have to believe that the only way to heaven is through him. It's through him. Now, again, it's a free gift. So how do you get that free gift? You accept him as your Savior. You don't need a coach. You need a Savior. You need a Savior that's going to just completely take away your sin, that's going to just pay that path of salvation. It's going to send you the Holy Spirit, so that'll be indwelling inside of you. And it just takes action. But there's this free gift sitting in front of you. Say there's this gift right here. And all you had to do was reach out and take it. But there's so many people who see the gift, know about the gift, yet refuse to take the gift. And my encouragement to you, if you're listening right now and you've never taken that gift of salvation, you've never confessed your life and committed your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and just confessed that he is Lord over your life. And this is over all areas. This is your finances. This is your career. This is your obviously your spiritual life. This is your marriage. This is your bedroom. This is your kids. Everything. He's got to be Lord of it all. This is not selective. You commit it all to him. And once you do that, the peace that passes all understanding is just going to come flooding you. This is the rarest commodity on earth, this peace. We don't have it. There's nothing but anger, strife, and conflict everywhere you look. But there's peace available. And that comes through the relationship of Christ. So I'm praying right now, if you're listening to me, and you haven't received that free gift of salvation, today's the day. And let's pray together. So, Father, I just pray for the one person. Just one who's listening right now, God, that you be with them as they're recognizing their need for something more, something that they can't do on their own, something that only you can do. They recognize they need you. And as they pour out their heart to you today, God, I just pray you just put some peace in their heart. Give them some joy. Give them some comfort. Put people around them that's going to guide and direct that will help disciple them on their journey. And I just pray you just fill them with joy as they make this biggest decision that they'll ever make in their life. I'm just so thankful, Father, that we can honor, we can glorify you, that we can share your gospel. We just pray that your words just continue to just comfort those that are listening and just give them encouragement. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, so if you just accepted Christ, hey, hit me up because I got a bunch of resources. Just want to send you for free, get you set up because now you're in the battlefield. You got to be ready. You're in the battlefield now. And we got a lot of resources like our Bible study. We have 10 scriptures you need to fight like a lion. We give lots of things we can support, some encourage you with, to get you set up. I also want to help you get plugged into a local church. So hit us up. We have lots of resources, ways we try to help others. So again, chris@thelionwithin.us is a great way to find us there. Okay. So again, come back on Wednesday. We're going to be really unpacking this idea of how to honor God. What does that look like? I'm trying to give you some insights, some discernment, some direction on this. Go to thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us. All our resources are there. We redesigned the homepage. Lots of insight into what we're doing within the community, how we're trying to actually help people. When we say community, this is our online community, by the way. How we're helping people. You'll find information on our live events. We have a men's retreat. We have mission trips. We're always trying to plan live events to bring people together. Okay, so we have lots of that going on. For the Bible app users, from YouVersion, tons and tons and tons of devotionals on the Bible app. Go check those out. Use them with your small groups. Use them with yourself, obviously, but use them as kickoffs for small group discussions, masterminds. All these things are within our community as well, fellas, but you got to take action. You can't sit on the sidelines. So head over to thelionwithin.us. Check out all our resources. If you want to give us a rating and review on this podcast, this would be great. We would absolutely love it. And other than that, if you need anything, you know how to reach out. You know how to find us at thelionwithin.us. So we'll see you on Wednesday. Keep focused in, locked in on God's word, doing whatever he calls you to do. And if you do that, you will honor and glorify him each and every day. Now get out there and unleash the lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community, and the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den.